group of guys so far in OTAs when you can't hit or do anything like that?
I think you always learn when you're dealing with players, and I think it's a two-way street, though. I think the player is also learning, you know, about the coach. So I think, you know, after that first year, you know, we learn a lot about, you know, expectations, trying to lay a foundation, you know, of what we want to do. I think it's very difficult when you first come in and say, hey, this is what we want to do, this is what we want to be as an offensive line, especially in a league where there's, you know, a lot of players coming in and out, you know. So, you know, to be together for another year has laid a foundation for us last year. And I think we've learned a lot about each other, about, you know, how we want to work, how we want to look as an offensive line, how we want to go about our business. I think that's important.
You had some head coaching interviews early in the offseason. What did you – do you pick up anything from those experiences?
I mean, that's something that, you know, obviously it's just, you know, part of a process that goes on. But, you know, right now I'm focused on just being the best line coach I can be and helping this team win.
Doug, how do you feel Jokel's progressed over the last 2 years?
Well, I'm happy as far as – you know, right now it's very difficult to tell from a football standpoint outside of just great just movement skills because we're not playing with pads. But I will say he's done everything he can from a physical standpoint. He's come back heavier. He's come back stronger without losing, you know, any mobility and as far as foot speed and what he does. So, you know, he's doing everything he can to be the best he can be, which we all appreciate. And now it's just a matter of, you know, going out there and training camp and preseason and playing well.
Is that why you've tested him at guard a little bit?
No, I just think, you know, versatility, when you're only dressing, it's always difficult when you dress seven. Last year I really didn't know the players that well, so it was difficult moving them around. But when you're dressing, you know, everyone in the league about seven linemen, you know, a game, you want versatility. And we want also want to be able to play our best five linemen, you know, whoever that may be. We've moved, you know, McKenzie Bernadou around. You know, we know Linda can play guard. We put him mostly at center. We put A.J. at right tackle some. So we've done a lot of things, you know, in this camp. I thought A.J. looked good at tackle. You know, Jeremy's been held out for a little bit. You know, he'll be back soon. He's been working on the side. So we just want to be able to go in there, play our players, move them around, and take the best five and put them together and let them play.
What's the toughest transition for a guy going a center for Linda?
It's probably the toughest transition is probably outside in, meaning that the toughest transition in offensive line is going from a tackle to a guard or to a tackle to a center. It's not as difficult going from guard to center because Brandon had done that before at times, so he had a little bit of a background, not a great background, but a little bit of one. His foot speed has helped him make that transition easier. He has very good foot speed, so, you know, that's something you need, foot speed and hand speed at center. So that transition has been very well. He's done everything from a standpoint of evaluation extremely well. There's just a couple of things that we just got to keep working on and get better at, and that's what we'll look forward to in training camp.
Who's improved the most on this O-line?
I think it's hard to say who's improved the most, again, because you want to look at improvement from a standpoint of actually playing football. I think all of them overall have increased, you know, when I talked to Milo in the weight room, you know, what our players have done, you know, they've all increased their weight, their lean muscle mass, and their speed. So I think those are the things you're looking for as a coach, players coming in. And they've all shown the ability to work hard throughout a whole practice from a standpoint of conditioning. So they've done everything they could. I think where you get to improve and where you see where you're at is when we put pads on and we start hitting and playing football.
What did you like about Beauchamp's game tape?
Well, again, you know, he's someone that's played at a very high level against very good competition. You know, multiple scheme teams, so they pulled out on screens. They, you know, obviously drop back pass protection, slide pass. You were able to see everything. So it's not like, you know, it's a one-dimensional thing that he does well. He basically does a lot of things, you know, well overall. So he's been working extremely hard. I think we're all happy with where he is right now in his rehabilitation. And, you know, he's chomping at the bit to get out there and show us what he can do because, you know, obviously I've never worked with him before or any of us.
When he does get out there in August or whenever, how quickly does he have to show you guys he's ready to go?
Well, I think the one thing I will say about our doctors and trainers, they don't put anyone on the field that's not ready to go. So I think, you know, when they make the call that he's ready to go, then we're looking to see him at his best. I'm looking at it that way.
You get him over there working a lot before practice. I mean, obviously he's known as a pass catcher.
We did that a little bit last year, and I give credit to Julius. When he has a little bit of that time early on, he'll come over and work with the line. You know, he'll continually, you know, get better. And, you know, I know as a team or teammates, you know, we appreciate that, him trying to always make himself better.
Doug, do you have any performances coming up? I thought your music career really took off.
No. I've gotten a lot of flack, I guess, for that. But basically, I better do a hell of a job coaching because my music career is not going to make it.
A lot of experience was added this offseason. Bernadieu, as you mentioned, but Linkenbach as well. Is that evident? Are you seeing that in the room, that there's some more seasoning?
Well, I think it's a matter of what's out there. When you look at what's out there, you always want to better your roster. So I think that, you know, those players had things that, you know, our scouts and myself and John Benton looked at that we appreciated. You know, Mac has played a little bit, like you said. You know, bounced around, has versatility where he's played all five positions along the line, thinking that he could come in and be competitive and help us, you know, whether it's either one of the starting five positions or depth or just making us better overall. A lot of things what people miss is when you do bring in those types of players that have good work ethic, work hard, and play well, it actually increases the whole group. And I think that's what's important, and I think that's what we've seen this year. The people that we brought in have all been extremely hard workers, and I think that has made us all better.